Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we complete the chapter on the virtues of the first saf, filling in the gaps and filling in the front rows, straightening them and standing close together. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala mayamini shufuf. Rawahu Abu Dawud bi isnadin ala shart muslimin. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala and his angels send salutations to the right hand side of the rows. This hadith, we need to understand it in perspective. Yesterday we explained, we do the hadith also today, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wasitul imam, that make your imam in the center. Now when you make your imam in the center and you're filling up the rows, then you fill from one person from the right, then one person on the left, one person on the right, one person. In other words, you balance the rows out. It shouldn't be such that now we're hearing this virtue of Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala mayamini shufuq. Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah, Allah Ta'ala and the malaika is, in other words, when it comes to Allah Ta'ala, special rahmat he sends. When it comes to the malaika, he sends salutations to those on the right hand side of the saf. It shouldn't be such that because of this now the saf gets unbalanced. In other words, everyone moves to the right. This is incorrect. But what we should be doing, one to the right, one to the left. So here we are being told or shown how to fill in the saf. Yes, there is virtues of coming to the right, but filling in evenly, that is more important than going to the right. So that must be understood in its perspective. Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayh, he says that this hadith, there is kalam on it. Kalam means that there are certain objections that this hadith is not up to standard. Even here you see Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh, towards the end he explains, وَفِيهِ رَجُلٌ مُخْتَلَفٌ فِي تَوْثِيقِهِ. In this hadith there is a person that there is a doubt with regards, or there is a difference of opinion with regards to him being a strong person in terms of hadith. So there is some kalam on this hadith. So he goes back and he explains that what is the hadith? The hadith is that Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala man wasala as-sufuf. That Allah Ta'ala sends special rahmat. The malaika sends salutations upon those that complete the safs, those that join the safs, those that complete the safs. And the hadith that we did before, Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala as-sufuf al-awwal. That Allah Ta'ala and the malaika, they make, or they send, Allah, when it comes to Allah Ta'ala, sends rahmat, and the malaika, sending special salutations upon who? Upon those that are in the first rows. So therefore we should see and make it a point to try and fill in from the front. This is something that is very, very important. The next hadith, Anil Bara radiallahu anhu, qal, kunna idha sallayna khalfa rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ahbabna an nakuna an yaminihi يقبل علينا بوجهه فسمعته يقول رب قني عذابك يوم تبعث أو تجمع عبادك وقال تجمع عبادك رواه مسلم. هذا البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه narrates that when we used to perform salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we preferred standing on his right hand side so that he would turn his face towards us. I heard him say, oh my sustainer, this dua Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, saying, رَبِّ قِنِي عَذَابَكَ يَوْمَ تَبْعَثُ وَقَالَ تَجْمَعُ عِبَادَكَ. So I heard him saying this dua, O my sustainer, save me from your punishment on the day when you resurrect people, or the day when you gather your servants. So here there are a few things that we learn from this hadith. The first is, when Sahaba would perform salah, they had so much of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After salah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would often turn to his right. Sometimes he would turn to his left. It wasn't such that all the time he turned to the right. We learn from the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that it's incorrect to say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only turned to his right. Sometimes he would turn to the left also. But most of the times we learn, most of the times that he would turn to his right. So Sahaba, they had such great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They wanted that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to the right, they must be on the right so that they can see him first. And he can see them first also. So out of that extreme love they had for him, they would like to come onto the right hand side. So this is what the hadith is speaking about, is that when we used to perform salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, We preferred standing on his right hand side so that he would turn his face towards us. They would love to see him, and they would love that his gaze would fall upon them. This was the love. Anyway, the narrator of the hadith says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam make this dua, رَبِّ قِنِي عَذَابَكَ يَوْمَ تَبْعَثُ عِبَادَكَ أو قَالَ تَجْمَعُ عِبَادَكَ. Yeah, we learn the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine what a great personality he was, the greatest personality that ever put foot on the surface of this earth. But this is the dua that he's making. Oh my Allah, save me from your punishment on the day when you resurrect people. Save me, in other words, on the day of judgment, O Allah, save me from your punishment. This is the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making. One last hadith to finish off this chapter. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wassitul imam wasuddul khalal. Rawahu Abu Dawud. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let the imam be at the center and fill in the gaps. Let the imam be at the center and fill in the gaps. So here we see two things. One is the imam should be in the center. Sometimes you find that the masjid has got a mihrab. For example, our masjid got a mihrab, and the mihrab generally is put in the center. But then an extension takes place. Say, for example, extension to the left or extension to the right takes place. And very often they leave the mihrab in the same place. They don't alter the mihrab, they leave it there. So what happens now, you'll see that the left-hand side is gone much longer than the right-hand side. This is incorrect. We shouldn't be keeping the imam to match the mihrab. But the hadith is saying, wassitul imam, put your imam in the center, irrespective of where the mihrab is, irrespective of where the design on the walls is. All that is not important. What is important is the imam should be in the center. So therefore, the correct thing to do is look where the saf is, and according to the saf, put the imam in the center, in other words, center of the masjid, center of the majma, so that we make amal on the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See how beautiful this chapter is, finishes off here. But how many things we are taught? We are taught how to fill in the safs. We are taught how close the safs must be, how the people should stand in the safs, the distance between one saf and the other saf, where to start filling in the safs. All this thing is teaching us discipline as far as our deen is concerned. So therefore you find Islam is a religion of discipline. It teaches us discipline. So therefore we should also have a mind of discipline. We should be very disciplined in our mind, not haphazard in the way we think, in things we do. We have no discipline in our life. Discipline is a very, very important aspect of our life, very, very important aspect of our deen. It will cause a person to progress when he's got some system in his life, he's got some discipline in his life. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.